The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
And welcome to episode 155 of the Extra Mile Podcast. How is everyone? This is your host, Kevin. And I'm out for a little walk right now. You will maybe recall that my quote-unquote New Year's resolution was to get a little bit more weightlifting in and back off just a little on the running, at least during the winter months. And I've done that. Told myself I didn't think I was going to run back-to-back days. So I'm trying to get out like every other day and lift a couple times a week. So I'm happy to report that since the first of the year, I believe every week since the first of the year, I have lifted. And yeah. Every week, I've been pretty good. So today I got up early. It was a day off of running, so I got up early and walked 3 miles on the treadmill. And then at lunchtime, I went over to the gym and I lifted. The routine I'm doing is pretty much just upper body, and it's high reps, low weight. Now, when I say low weight, it's not like nothing. I put the weight at about what I can do 3 reps of 15 at, and I'm pretty exhausted by the time I get done with those sets. So, but I'm not going to throw on as much weight as I can and then see, you know, try to lift it 5 times or something silly like that. That's not what I'm into. But, and I've said in the past, I just don't enjoy it as much as my running, and that's still the case. But I will say this, that number one, I don't dislike it, and number two, I feel pretty good when I'm done. So hopefully I can do this long enough so that it becomes a habit. So walked 3 miles this morning. I lifted, it takes me about 35 minutes, so I lifted for about 35 minutes, and now I'm just outside on a tiny little walk. Hopefully this wind is not disturbing this recording too much. So, like I said, I'm just trying to hunker down and get through the winter. I wasn't going to discuss this right now in the show, but it's on my mind, and if I don't, I will completely forget about it. So I have a question for you. And if you're taking notes, write this down. If you're not, stop everything you're doing, find a piece of paper and write it down. I'm kidding. The older I get, the slower I get, right? Great revelation there, huh? But here's my question. I feel as though it's more important for me to go out for a run and have a goal of a time instead of a distance. I can recall when I used to be halfway fast that if I didn't run at least 5 miles, and I didn't, and that was usually about a 40-minute run for me. If I didn't run 5 miles, why bother? I know, silly, huh? But as that's gone from a 40-minute run to about an hour and 5 minutes or so, I feel as though now I should chuck the pace and just try to go out for, say, 45 minutes or an hour or whatever, and, you know, get a time exercise goal instead of a distance. So that's my question. What do you guys think about that? I know Carlos has a time goal. I think it's like 10 hours a week. Carlos, is that right? Something like that. And I think that's smarter, especially if I'm not training to run fast anyway. So anyway, let me know what you think sometime on that if you don't mind. So in this episode, we have some really, really good training updates and some winter inspiration. And that's really what I look for this time of the year. A couple of you heard me ask on one of my Kevin Unplugged episodes about if you've got any 2017 resolutions or if Santa brought you any running gear. So I think a few of you replied to me on that topic. So anyway, we're going to get to that here in a minute. But sometimes I like to have a theme to these shows. I rarely, if ever, determine the theme before I start recording. And this is no exception. The theme of this one came up simply because I did an interview. That's a bad word. I had a conversation with my buddy Chris over at the Run, Run, Live podcast. We had a conversation about building community. And you might want to go over and listen to that current episode to see what those topics were. But in any case, it got me thinking pretty hot and heavy about the whole building community thing that you and I are doing here. So I'm going to talk in excruciating detail at the end, and I'm going to need some help. And I've been brainstorming, and I just really want you to stick around after the really good stuff. So anyway, lots of good submissions. Let's get to those. And you and I will chat again at the end. Enjoy your extra mile.
Hey there, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Jim calling in from South Central Pennsylvania. So I just went out to get my mail, and I got something kind of cool sitting here in the mail. Came priority mail second day from Jeff Galloway eShop. And I think this is going to be my shirt and my medal from the virtual, because I did the virtual this year. And I also got a nice Christmas card from the G-Win family. I'm trying to figure out who I would know whose last name is G-Win. I'll come back to it later. Anyway, so I thought I would just do the unboxing here and call it a submission. So here we go. Down. All right, look at that. Pretty awesome. They really do a nice job of packing this all in the one little box. All right. So, got the shirt here. You feel the metal inside. They've stuck the metal inside the shirt. So the metal is right here inside its own little baggie, which is nice. Oh, this is new. They've got the little Fidipides guy here on the JG13.1. That's awesome. Let's get a look at the shirt. So it's very much like last year's shirt. They've got the little kind of, well, it reminds me of Chutes and Ladders, you know, the little thing you have on Chutes and Ladders. And it's a traditional Jeff Galloway shirt. There is no advertisements on the back. The advertisements are all on the sleeve. Otherwise, no, very nice. Very nice indeed. Let's pull this out. Take a look at the metal. Alright. There you go. 12/11/2016. That was the metal. There you go. Very nice. Very nice. So medal number three. So I will wear this at another time, but let's go and put this with its companion medals. Then we're going to walk back to the library / computer room / trophy room / whatever. All right, here we go. And there you go. There's the one for JG 13 from 15, which had the cityscape on it. Let's see. Here's the first one that says inaugural. And now this year, we've got the got this cool little Pheidippides running guy on here. So, all right. There you go. All right, on the official half marathon tire rack, because since I'm already trying to do a marathon in every state, I only have so much room to actually display these things. So unfortunately, half marathon medals go on a tire rack in a closet. But it's awesome. I love it. This is my first official virtual race, so pretty darn cool. And I can go hide this shirt before my wife realizes I have another shirt. Yeah, it's a bit of an issue. I have a lot of them. So there you go. But that's all I got. There was the official unboxing of the virtual shirt and medal. There's also a little card apparently I get in here. So if I want to register for next year, which I already have, I can go ahead and do that. So there it is. That's all I got. You all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey to all my extra mile friends. This is Chris. I'm calling from the low country of South Carolina with a training update. Today is Sunday, December 18th, 2016. Another day of training preparing for the Charleston Marathon, which is coming up in 4 weeks from this weekend. I believe I want to say the 13th or 14th of January. Don't hold me to it. I'm not good with dates. I just know what weekend I need to show up downtown Charleston to start this thing. Anyhow, training's going really well. I've been feeling good, still running good. Haven't had any problems till this morning. Went out for what was to be an 18-miler. And to preface this, let me say it's about 65 degrees, 85% humidity, and it rained overnight, making the streets wet, and we have some leaves still covering the ground. Well, about 11 miles into my 18-miler, I hyperextended my left knee. Didn't think much of it until I hit a hill coming into about mile 12. And when I say hill, it's by no means a hill in terms of like Asheville or Midwest kind of hill. It's a slight incline. But chugging up this slight incline, I noticed that my left knee was starting to buckle a little bit and wasn't feeling real stable. So I felt it would probably be best if I shut it down, give it a couple days rest, and then try to make up or maybe look at making up the 8 miles or the 6 miles rather that I owe later on this week on one of my off days, or maybe even split it up and get a just tack on to my 5 and 8 milers that are scheduled, but to get my miles in. I feel real good, running well, breathing's good. I really don't have a time that I'm time goal that I want to finish my first marathon at. I just want to finish upright. But with that said, I do kind of have an idea of where I should be. I'm not saying I'd be completely disappointed and go Harry Carey if I don't hit my what I think I should be able to, but with the way training's going, all the numbers seem to be adding up right around 5 hours for me, actually 4:45. But like I said, if I just finish standing up, I'm going to be quite happy. Keep an eye on the weather back home in the Northeast Ohio, and I noticed that there was ice and snow up there. So to all my friends and family up that way, hang in there. Another 3 or 4 months, it'll all be behind you, and you'll be able to get back out and get training. Here's a like to wish everyone happy holidays, whatever that may mean to whoever is listening. I wish you the best during the winter season, and hopefully everybody's training is going well, and I will see you on the other side. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Now is the accepted time to make your annual good intentions. Next week, you can begin paving hell with them, as usual. Said by Mark Twain and me last year. This is Suzanne calling in from Lexington, Kentucky. I want to report that I had very few pavers last year, and most of those were due to sickness and not sloth. This year's intention is to get that long run up to a regular 10 miles. And then I figure at that rate, popping in any half marathon, be pretty easy. I've got a running buddy this year, makes a big difference. And I didn't get any running toys for Christmas. That's it. I hope y'all are having a good new year and plenty of good intentions.
Hey, Kevin, all you extra milers. This is Scott from Virginia. Just thought I'd call in with a submission about what Santa had brought and what my plans for 2017 are. It's about 1:30 on January 3rd, and Santa actually brought me a Garmin 35. I've been so happy with it. I'm new to all the Garmin stuff, so just having fun, just trying to figure it out. And I thought about getting the 235, but to be honest with you, I just don't run good enough for the 235. Santa also brought a Fidipides long sleeve t-shirt, and this really made my Christmas day. I wasn't expecting it, and it was just such a surprise. As for 2017, I will go for a follow-up appointment with my cardiologist on January 18th, and I'm going to talk to him more about the distance running. He initially said no marathons, no half marathons. I'm just going to re-talk to him about it and make sure he understands that I was doing run-walk and just see what he thinks about it, or if he still thinks it's too much for me to do. Other than that, I'll probably look at doing some 5Ks, maybe some 10Ks. I'm just going to try to move in 2017. I'm not saying I want to streak, but I know I could probably do better as far as at least getting a mile in or at least walking every day for 30 minutes. So I hope Santa treated everyone great, and I hope that everybody's starting to make their plans for the spring and for the summer, and maybe even for some fall races already, to go ahead and dig into a training plan. This is Scott from Virginia, and I hope everybody enjoys their extra mile.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Just Plain Dave in southeastern Massachusetts, and Happy New Year. I am having a hard time defining my goals for 2017. I've got one big one. There's a little race in Boston in April that I'm going to run, and that's certainly a big milestone. But I'm not sure what else to do. I think my athletic goals are going to lean towards cross training this year as opposed to just massive miles. So I think I might try triathlons. We'll have to see. I don't have an ideal location for swimming practice, so we'll see. I guess that's goals for 2017 are on my hit list. But you had put out a query. I thought I would reply with sports technology, things that I like and use. Have to admit, I am super happy with my Garmin Forerunner 630 watch. I made that a personal buy for myself holiday present, and when it was on sale around Thanksgiving time, it was a great discount, and I couldn't be happier, and it replaced a, 7-year-old Garmin 405 that had seen better days and was no longer holding a charge. So anyway, the Garmin 630, love it, absolutely great watch, and it doesn't have more than I need. Like, some of the other slightly newer models had more technology than I think I need. It's right there in my sweet spot. But I also like to listen to podcasts when I run. That may be true of a handful of people who listen to this. And the earbuds that I like to use, the Bluetooth wireless earbuds I like to use, are by a brand called MPOW Swift. MPOW-Swift. They're reasonably inexpensive. I think I got a pair for $30. And they are very, very sweatproof. So I have worn those in some really hard conditions, both sweat-wise and rain-wise, and they do much better than I would expect any piece of technology to do. I often just wear one in my right ear and tuck the other, the left one, up under my hat. So I have one ear that can still hear the world around me so that I'm not completely unaware. And hopefully you don't start recording in stereo, so then I'd lose out on half of the sound quality. Anyway, so those are earbuds that I like. They're reasonably inexpensive. They work well, hold their charge really well. I think I'll get like six or seven hours of play time. And they also give you a pretty good warning when the battery's getting low. So it's not like it's going to just leave you hanging out there and just disappear. So those are my technology thoughts. I've started my 16-week training program for Boston. So that is on the horizon. And other than that, just trying to do as much outdoor training as I can. Winter in southern New England has not hit us too hard yet, knock on wood. And I will try to run outdoors throughout the season, though my plan B is I have a bike on a trainer in the basement. And when the weather's really not allowing outdoor activities, I'll ride indoors. But that's always plan B. That's not my preference. So with that, I'll sign off. This is Just Plain Dave in southeastern Mass. Enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Jim from South Central Pennsylvania calling in with a checkup. So, Kevin, I heard your most recent Kevin Unplugged, and you had a number of questions that you wanted people to call in and answer for this podcast. So here you go. Let's see, Christmas. No, I did not get any running-related Christmas gifts this year, but I didn't ask for any, so not really a big issue. Pretty much have everything I need as far as running goes. I'm, you know, good on shoes and socks and clothing, and I've got my Garmin watch, which works just fine. So not really anything I needed as far as running goes. Let's see. You did ask, though, did anyone ever use a wireless headset? And I actually had. Probably 3-4 years ago? I used the what was current then version of the Jabra wireless headset. And I'll be quite honest with you, I didn't like it. You already mentioned the fact that you do have to make sure that the sucker's plugged in, you have a full battery before you leave, because if the battery in your headset dies, it's useless. That's part of the problem, but also it is Bluetooth, which will put a little extra strain on your battery. If you're wearing a Garmin watch, that's also probably syncing to your phone via Bluetooth. If you have an Apple watch like I do, also syncing to your phone via Bluetooth. So you could have a couple of things that are putting a hurting on your battery with the inclusion of the wireless headset. And frankly, I don't run with music that often that it makes a lot of sense anymore. I kind of want to know if the car is coming up behind me or if there's like some creepy person in the woods when I'm running through the woods. I don't like surprises when I run. I don't use one. Not to mention the fact that they're expensive, and for the cost of a wireless one, I can go to the grocery store and buy 8 of the old-fashioned wired kind. To replace it. So, just didn't see the use. Let's see. So then next, let's see what's going on for running. Well, for me, in 2 weeks from this taping, I actually have my next marathon, which is the Louisiana Marathon. So that weekend is coming up. There's a second weekend in January. So may have already happened by the time you play this. I don't know. Let's see, after that, I have the Chattanooga Marathon the first weekend in March. And then after that, I have the Vermont City Marathon the weekend of Memorial Day. And at that point, I don't have any other marathons planned. Honestly, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be doing a reassessment on or about July the 1st. to decide what I'm going to do as far as marathons go. It'll be one of three things. It'll either be A, nothing. I will just continue to sign up for marathons and do several of them a year. B, I may decide, you know what, I'm going to scale back and I'm going to do one a year, and that's going to be my air quotes big trip for the year. Or C, I may decide that, you know what, 10 years of doing marathons is enough. I will have done over 30 by the time I finish Vermont City, so it's not like I haven't done any. And I may just downshift to half marathons from now on. I'm not sure. I'm going to give myself plenty of time to kind of sort that out. So we'll see, and I'll keep you informed on that one. As far as other activity stuff goes, well, I started going back to the gym today for two reasons. The first of which is I'd already been signed up for the gym probably 10 months ago-ish. Yeah, like 10 months ago. So, I mean, I've already paid for the thing. So, because we paid in full. So, it's already paid for, so I might as well do something with it. But this brings me to my next topic that you mentioned was resolutions. So, I'm probably going to be the only person you have that's going to tell you that one of his New Year's resolutions is to stop going to the gym. I have just found with my life and where I live and how close the gym is, or more importantly, how close the gym isn't, it is a 20-minute drive each way. So that's 40 minutes in the car doing nothing but driving. It really just does not make a lot of sense to go to a gym for me at this point in time. So I'm going to go back because we've already paid for it. But I am doing just exercises on muscle groups from the waist up. I'm not doing anything for my legs anymore. And it's going to be all stuff, with the exception of the chest press, all stuff that can be done with barbells. Dumbbells. And the plan is, after my membership expires in April of this year, I'm just simply going to go and get myself a couple sets of dumbbells and continue what I'm doing at the gym at home with dumbbells and a bench probably from the Goodwill that somebody probably has donated. And just continue doing it there because, you know, again, you know, it's 40 minutes round trip from my house to the gym and then back, and I can do the entire workout I need to do in 30, which saves me 10 minutes and all that gas money. So that's the plan. So yeah, one of my resolutions is to stop going to the gym, and I'm pretty certain I'll be the only person you have that says that. As far as the usual stuff, you know, eat better and all that stuff. My New Year's thing is actually going to be fairly simple. My New Year's resolution on that is that I am going to eat breakfast every day. That's it. I'm not going to say that I'm going to eat better, because in 2 weeks from today, I'm going to be in the land of fried food and crawdads. So I am not going to eat better in 2 weeks. So why make a resolution that I already know I'm going to break in 2 weeks? There you go. And I'm going to break it again in Chattanooga once that's done, because my buddy Tim, who calls into this podcast as well, are going to go out for a 40 and a foul. And if you don't know what that means, you'll have to wait for my podcast in March. But yeah, definitely not going to be eating, quote-unquote, better. But the simple goal is just to make sure I've actually had breakfast every day. That will be an improvement. I'm also going to make sure that I drink at least a glass of water every day. That will be an improvement. You know, nothing monumental, but something that I have a reasonable chance of actually keeping. So there's that. Otherwise, I think that's about it. Otherwise, everything else is pretty much status quo. So, you know, still doing the podcast. So if you want to hear more of what I'm doing, you can always go there. And, of course, I will always be checking in here, hopefully monthly, give you the update as to where I am. That's all I've got. You all enjoy your extra mile, and Happy New Year.
Hello, all my extra mile war friends. This is Chris calling from the low country of South Carolina with a race report. Today, the Charleston Marathon was ran. Marathon, half marathon. I believe there was a 5K as well. I participated in and completed the marathon. I would say it was a beautiful day for running, but it was we ended up with a high of right around, well, actually it was 76 when I was coming home from the store after the race. But I believe it got up to right around 72, 73 during the event. Race started at 8 o'clock this morning. Beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky, about 55 degrees. But once the sun came up over the harbor, about mile one or two, it started heating up a little bit. And it really kind of got bad around miles 10 through 14. You run through a section of Charleston, well, actually some federal property that's nothing but parking lots and an access road. No shade. You run along the Cooper River, but there's not a whole lot of breeze because of the bending and such in the road. Everything was rolling for me just fine. I came in. My main goal was to finish, which I did, thankfully. I had a couple time goals in mind that I thought I was doing pretty good with until I hit mile 18. And the funny thing was, I felt fine until I didn't. Mile 18 hit. My three daughters, we have four children, one's a son, and he lives in Virginia, but my three daughters were there, and the way the race is set up, you go through an area called Park Circle, and it's a big roundabout, and you come duck into three different neighborhoods off three different roads there, so you come out, and it's a real good place for spectators to see, and that starts at mile 18 and runs all the way through mile 23, so I saw my daughters three times, which really gave me a spring in my step, perked me up a little bit, so I was able to trudge through. You know, I'd run for 2 minutes, walk for a minute, and then soon that became, who knows, just run when I felt or trudge when I felt. And eventually I got to the end of this thing. I will say that I was able to run the entire last mile and finished upright. It was an amazing experience. I will be doing this again. I'm just not certain when. A little bit of a backstory. About 6 weeks ago, I went and did a long run of 18 miles. Everything was fine, except I think I mentioned in maybe a couple Facebook posts or maybe even here that I had some knee issues then. So I took a week off, let everything heal. My knee felt fine. I'd go out to try a 20-miler. I'd hit 12 miles and felt fine. Breathing was good. Legs were good. I just didn't want to run anymore. So I shut it down. Tried a week later, same thing. Go out for a 20-miler. I got to 12, just shut it down. So I reached out to some advice from a few different friends and people who I really, really respect and see what happens. And I must say that against their good advice, I went ahead and I gave this thing a shot today. I was going to bump down to the half, but by the time the half was full, so it was either that or deferred till next year. And I figured I had a pretty decent base, so give it a shot. So like I said, everything was fine. I hit 18, and I want to say the wheels fell off. I was kind of expecting them to. But it did get a bit rough, but I finished upright, came home, showered up, some Epsom salt, stretched out with a foam roller. Feel pretty good right now. I actually went grocery shopping with my wife. Not doing too bad. So that's the race update. It was an excellent event. I suggest it highly. I believe there was maybe 5,000 in the half marathon and 1,600 or so in the full. Course was well marked, being the back of the pack, even when I was hitting the miles 20, 22, plenty of goo, plenty of everything left at the aid stations, volunteers very friendly, and like I said, it was 71 degrees in Charleston in December, so not really too hot, but a pretty nice day. So pretty much that's all I have. I hope everyone's training is going well and that everyone's healthy. See you soon. Thanks.
Film a little bit of the Chip Trail for my friends so they can see what a lovely place we live in.
Where do they live?
Oh, all over the place. Yeah. Nice chatting with you. Bye bye. Hi.
Hi.
So this is Carlos running, just finishing his second lap, my second lap, coming up on James Heights. This is where I turn off the Chip Trail and head back into suburbia. This will be my first submission in 2017 to the Extra Mile podcast. I have a feeling that Kevin will be putting out a show quite soon. That noise you can hear is the recycle truck. Today is Thursday. This neighborhood has its collection on Thursday. Today will be 14 kilometers of running and 10 kilometers of cycling. So, what did I get for Christmas? Well, not much. I got $50 from Mrs. Jackal, my Christmas cash, and I got a $50 gift certificate from Graham. So the gift certificate was for, let's think, Sports Check. That's right. So I put the $50 gift certificate and the $50 cash into a new pair of running shoes, which I'm wearing now. I guess Norma bought one shoe and Graham the other. So to keep this to around 3 minutes, I will have to sign off quite soon. Nope, I don't have the light just yet. So I will sign off now. Bye-bye.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Just Plain Dave in southeastern Massachusetts, and I am out walking the dog. I've still been thinking about my goals for 2017, having a hard time putting pen to paper, but one goal has come to me, and I will blame you and our friend Chris Russell. You did a very nice interview on Run, Run, Live. That was an excellent, I call that more of a conversation than an interview, but it was excellent. Nice to hear the two of you chatting and talking. And because of that, I've realized that one of my goals needs to be to improve my participation in the running community. And so last year I had a goal, and that was trying to get out for a social run, which to me just means running with someone that's not my dog. As much as she likes to run, she doesn't talk very much. And so anyway, I'm going to try to run with other people. And this does not count races. Those aren't social. Well, they could be, but the ones I do tend not to be. So I'm going to try to run with other people 30 times next year. So anyway, that is one of my goals for 2017. And that will be to kind of, and maybe during those conversations, I will promote other people's podcasts and talk about the things that are out there in the world and try to reestablish some of that connection with people, face-to-face connection, as opposed to just virtual connection. Anyway, that's one of my goals for next year. And I thought I would share a couple of observations I had. So the other night, I know I jinxed myself because I said we hadn't been hit by winter very hard. And then on Thursday, we got 5 inches of snow. And on Saturday night, we got 13 inches of snow. But anyway, on Friday, so it was after the first snow, I was out for a run. And this was a short one, and after dark with my dog. So I'm wearing my headlamp and my red blinky light, and I'm all as bright reflective yellow as you can get. And as I'm running up the street, so not far from my house, a neighborhood I know really well, I'm wearing my headlamp. I look across into the neighbor's yard, look over the stone wall and kind of through the trees, and there's a pair of green eyes staring at me. And they're not very high off the ground, and it's in the middle of someone's yard. So it's not a wild animal or anything, you know, anything worse than that. It's probably a cat. But the eyes track with me. They kind of just, they're focused on me with their little green lasers. And then the eyes follow me. So as I'm running along on the one side of the stone wall, the eyes following me are tracking me from the other side of the stone wall. So even though I know it was a cat, it was definitely, you know, a less than 10-pound animal, it sends a very strange primal shiver down your spine, like kind of raising the hair on the back of your neck to be in the on the radar screen of a pair of eyes for a hunter out at night. It was very interesting, kind of. I didn't expect it. That was a little bit of a surprise. I'm not usually intimidated by cats. And the other thing I wanted to share was not a running activity, but I think I mentioned we had 13 inches of snow, and so I was out shoveling, as is my wont, because, you know, that's really good cardio and good core work, and I'm not smart enough to buy a snowblower. So anyway, I'm out shoveling, and I heard the squawking of the Canada geese. And so I took that as an excuse to pause. And I looked up, and it was, you know, the typical flying V, a big old wedge of Canada geese. And they're probably between 20 and 30 in that range. But the cool thing was, this was a frigid Sunday morning. It was about 10 degrees out, and the sun had just come up. So it was up in that kind of less than an hour after sunrise. So the sun was really low in the sky. And as the Canada geese flew directly overhead, the way their wings flapped made them look metallic. Like, literally, they were shimmering as if they were silver and shiny. And, you know, all the world was quiet with just the snow already on the ground and the squawking of the geese. And they were moderately high. I'll say they were a few hundred yards above my head. So it wasn't like they were directly overhead. But they were just cresting over. The way their wings were flapping, it was really, really cool. And they were flying kind of generally southwest. And I actually hadn't seen geese in a while. So they're probably, you know, the later folks. They really should have been on the road a while ago because the ponds around here are pretty well frozen and now they're snow covered. Anyway, it's just kind of a cool thing. It was a little bit of winter magic here in southern New England. And I thought it was neat. Thought I'd share. And that's all I have to say. With that, signing off from southeastern Massachusetts, this is Just Plain Dave.
Hi, Extra Milers. It's Helen from Wollongong, south of Sydney in Australia. Just saying hi to you all. And great hearing about the Jeff Galloway 13.1 that you've all recently done. And just sounds like you just had the most amazing experience there. And just fabulous. See, it's winter over there, and the pictures sometimes that you're posting about the ice and the snow, and wow, you guys running in that just must be, you know, just shows your motivation and your commitment to get out there and run in that. That's just so, I just find it fascinating because it's so not me. I tend to be a warm weather person, and I find it quite inspiring that, you know, that you guys really get out there and do that. That's just absolutely awesome. Yeah, and I had the good fortune of visiting your country actually a couple of years ago in North Carolina. My daughter there was studying on exchange at North Carolina State University, and we happened to have a wedding at Vegas, And so I used the opportunity to jump over to North Carolina and have a look. So it's the first time I visited the States. And yeah, I had an absolutely great time. Just wonderful place. Went in October. Weather, you know, just sort of just starting to cool down, but beautiful, leaves were turning, all that sort of stuff. It was just fabulous to see it all. And one of the things we noticed, though, we missed coffee. We missed buying coffee, the cafes, cafe coffee. I know there was the occasional Starbucks, but not a lot of cafes your way. So, do I see a business opportunity awaiting over there. And look, come and visit Australia and New Zealand for the cafe scene here. It's just, yeah, the cafe scene is just amazing here. Even, you know, going out rural places out, you know, out west or in New Zealand, you still come across some absolutely fabulous places, better than Starbucks. So, yeah, no, great business opportunity. You guys, it's good. It's a really nice development. And I'm training for life. I will probably do the Sydney Morning Herald Half Marathon in May. I like to do that each year if I can. And I'm probably, in all honesty, getting out twice a week at this stage, doing a longer run on a Sunday and a shorter run on a Thursday. But the other days I'm keeping active. I have a great machine actually that I discovered in North Carolina at the YMCA there called Octane Pro. I love that. It's a combination elliptical sort of running machine. It's absolutely love it. And I've also got an elliptical, but it's sort of slightly different to that machine, and I've got a treadmill and an exercycle. So I do use those, although I can't, you know, the old days when I used to go for an hour on the treadmill, I can't do that anymore. The maximum I can go on that is half an hour. I have to break it up. You know, I like to maybe do a 20-20-20 on three different machines. Or if I get out for a run, I generally like to get out for an hour or Sunday. Like this morning, I got out for 18 kilometres. Took me a couple of hours. Using a 220, so 2-minute jogging, 20-second walk. I like that. That really suits me. And get really inspired by Jeff Galloway and his wife Margaret. Gosh, you know, Jeff over 70 and running a marathon a month. Wow, that's such an inspiration. Keeps me going, really, just to know what's possible. I've been running about 36 years now. I'm 54 now. And I scaled back probably about 10 years ago, sort of just I think, you know, the body every day, as I said, I take my hat off to Jeff. I don't know how he does it every single day. Just doing the same thing. I find it suits me better to mix things up a bit more. But I do love being active every day if I can. And, I like to average, say, about an hour. It's a bit of a challenge getting off to work, you know, getting up early, making that happen, and then getting off to work and all that sort of stuff. But I have been able to, and that's also, yeah, I guess, you know, that's having two kids and two pregnancies and all of that, although of course my two children are growing up now in their 20s. So training for life. And Kevin, you know, the fact that you put the extra mile together is just, yeah, it's excellent. It's one of my favorite podcasts of all time. And I really look forward. I love listening to it. It just keeps me inspired. I've been listening for probably a few years now. Have submitted maybe a couple of times over those years. And I love listening to all the regulars who put their pennies worth in. Getting to know you all. And, good luck with winter running over there. And, Kevin, thanks for just keeping it all going. Bye for now.
Hey, Kevin, and all you extra milers. It's Chris checking in from Virginia Beach. It's been a pretty long while since my last submission. I think it was towards the end of October after I finished up the Baltimore Half Marathon. It's been a while. Finished up 2016 pretty strong. Considering 2015 was the first year I did any running at all. Didn't quite get to 800 miles in 15, but then in 2016 I finished with right around 1,360 miles on the year, and My goal for this year is to hit 1,500. Also would like to get 3 half marathons under my belt. I've got some ideas as to where that's going to happen, just working out logistics before I firm everything up on that. Training is going really well. Starting to drop a little bit of the extra weight that I picked up when we made the move here to Virginia Beach. I'm seeing that improve my training times. So feeling a little bit better about that. Also, this year I am getting smart and am adding some strength training to my normal routine. I just think that'll ultimately make me A, healthier all the way around in general. But B, I think there's some things that can probably even help me running if I add some strength training to my regimen. Anyway, just kind of wanted to do a quick check-in right now. It's the middle of January here in Virginia Beach. Temperatures are all over the map. Last week we were under about 2 inches of ice and about 3 inches of snow on top of it, which around here shuts the whole city down for several days. And by the end of the week, we had a day approaching 70 degrees. So weather's all over the place. Sometimes I'm running inside, sometimes I'm running outside. It is what it is. I'm going to make a commitment to go hit the treadmill at least once a week to do some hill work because, well, there's just nowhere to do hill work here in Virginia Beach. So I need to get that because a lot of these races that I travel to run aren't flat. So I need to have at least some amount of hill training under my belt to make those better experiences for me. Anyway, I hope you guys had a great Christmas, great New Year. Looking forward to hearing about all your running exploits this year and looking forward to sharing mine. Hope you guys have an awesome day and enjoy your extra mile.
Hello, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Jim from South Central Pennsylvania calling in with a race report. So the race I'm going to report about is the Louisiana Marathon Weekend that happened the weekend of January 14th and 15th in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. My wife and I went down to Baton Rouge for 4 days. We went down on the 13th, came home on Monday the 16th, which was also Martin Luther King Day. And it was a really fantastic event. This was marathon number 28, I think, for me, and state number 19, since I hadn't run a marathon in Louisiana before. But more importantly than any of that, this was my wife's very first half marathon. So, yay. That was just really fun to go and see that all that happen. The race weekend includes a 5K, a quarter marathon, which is, I think, 6.55 miles, a half marathon, and a marathon. The first two happen on Saturday, second two happen on Sunday. And if you run a race on Saturday and another one on Sunday, in addition to a race medal for each race, you also get a crawfish plate, or as they would refer to it up here in the north, a crayfish plate. Because, yes, we pronounce it differently. I could spend a lot of time talking about this race. It was really that good. The people were super friendly. The course was pretty. They run you through certainly the prettier parts of Baton Rouge, including the LSU campus, which has got just a bunch of lakes right around it. And that was just spectacular to look at. They got decent weather for January. I guess normal for them is in the 60s, but we actually got temperatures up into the mid-70s when we were down there. I will say they definitely are humid down there. My glasses fogged up on Saturday so much during the quarter marathon that I didn't wear them for the marathon the next day. So that was something. I've never seen that happen up here in PA, but it's not as humid in PA as it is down in Baton Rouge. So There you go. I mentioned my wife did her very first half marathon, and one of the fun things after she had a chance to go and finish and take her very first post-half marathon nap was kind of watching her go through those stages that lots of runners go through when they do a half marathon or a marathon. And that's, of course, the initial phase where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired, I'm never going to do this again. And then finally later on that afternoon, evening, we were out having dinner, I can see the wheels turn in her head, and she's already talking about what she's going to do, where she wants to go for her next half marathon. So that was really a lot of fun to go watch. My marathon was good. It was the slowest marathon I've ever run. I did a 5:28, but all things considered, that was a fantastic time because I didn't really train all that well. Lots of reasons for that, but I promised I'm going to keep this short, so I'll save that for another time. But I do need to put out a absolute huge, huge kudos, thank you, oh my God, you're so awesome thing to super coach Chris Twiggs, who has been my coach for the last 6 months, and although most notably due to school issues, I haven't been able to train as well as I would have liked to, I did keep in mind a lot of the training tips that Chris had been teaching me, most notably the cadence drills, which has a lot to do with learning to kind of keep your steps short so that you can have a faster turnover. And of course, if you're moving your feet faster, you will go faster. But if you're keeping your steps short, you're not going to overstride, which of course increases your tiredness and also increases the likelihood that you're going to be sore and injured when you're done. So I was able to kind of keep that in mind, especially, like I said, because I hadn't really trained well enough for this marathon. And I know that saved the day for me. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Chris Twiggs. I can't wait for school to be over with in May so that I can sign up again and then actually not have school getting in the way of my training. Because if this is how well I can do being this poorly trained, frankly, it scares me how well I might actually do in a marathon if I actually was able to stick to the training for a full 6 months. So really looking forward to actually giving that a shot in the fall. So you'll be hearing from me, Chris. Anyway, I promised I would keep this short, so I'm going to. Next marathon for me is going to be Chattanooga in March the 6th. And then after that, it is Vermont City on Memorial Day weekend. So there you go. Oh, before I forget, one of the super cool things, one of the many super cool things at the Baton Rouge weekend was just all the support that was on the course. I can't remember the last time I saw so many people out in front of their house serving just about every kind of beverage there was. Plenty of places had beer. In fact, my wife actually found a place that was serving mimosas, of which she had two. And somewhere else, I think, was doing Bloody Marys. Just amazing. But in addition to that, I can now say that I have actually had pigs in a blanket as a marathon snack. I actually came across a house that was serving pigs in a blanket during the marathon, and that was super cool. I can't remember the last time I actually had pigs in a blanket, so that was pretty neat. And not something you generally see in a marathon. So if you're looking for a race, definitely highly recommend this Louisiana Marathon weekend. You got four races to choose from. You know, there's got to be something there that you'll like. The medal's super cool. It's two-sided. Again, I could continue to talk about this, but I promised I'd keep it short a while ago, so I will. That's all I have. Always good to hear from you guys. Always good to hear your stories as well. And until we speak again, you all enjoy your extra mile.
There you go, episode 155 of the Extra Mile Podcast. Inspired yet, are we? So I had a few thoughts I wanted to go over before we get into my little discussion here at the end. First of all, congratulations to my buddy Chris for his first marathon at the Charleston. Yeah? I'm just biting my tongue here, Chris. I'm just going to say it. You mentioned some stuff about some aches and pains. I know you're running pretty fast these days, and I'm just wondering if you have tried or given any thought to the run, walk, run. Pretty sure you do not at this point, but hey, you know what? Might not hurt, huh? Anyway, congratulations. That's the main point that I'm trying to make. Scott brings up a really good topic, and David both. When they talk about their Garmin, Scott has the 35, I think, and then David has the 630. I had a 305 and a 405 for years. In fact, I still have them, and they still work kind of, sort of. But those watches always, from day one, did a lot more than I needed them to do, which was fine. It's okay. You know, the more, the better. But my buddy Adam sent me his Garmin, I think it's a Garmin 35 also, Scott, and this one does about 110% of everything I need it to do. There are still some things in there I don't use, but it does absolutely everything that I really need it to do. So my point is, when you're looking at a Garmin, buy the one that has the feature that you'll use. My God, those things can be expensive. I mean, there's some in the mid to high $300 range. I didn't even go out and buy a laptop cheaper than that. Not a very good one, but you see my point. So that's my advice. I love my Garmin 35, and it does everything that I need it to do. Congratulations to my buddy JD for completing another marathon. And I was a little, I guess I was a tad surprised when he mentions something about maybe giving up marathons. JD, I know you're doing the 50 states deal, but that one took me for a loop. And maybe it's just something in the back of your mind and not giving a lot of serious consideration. But yeah, you know what? This is just me speaking, but I'm done with marathons. I'm pretty sure I'm done with marathons. I could give a lot of reasons for that. But, you know, who am I to push what I think is important to me on you? So good on you, whichever way you go. You can still have a hell of a lot of fun in this sport without ever running a marathon, as probably most of you know. JD's doing some lifting these days, and good on you, and he's doing it the right way. And pretty much what I've been doing as well. We're both doing just exercises from the waist up, and high rep, low weight kind of thing. And I gotta tell you, if I didn't have just an El Cheapo rate on this gym that I belong to, and needed it to shower and use it for my runs at lunchtime, I'd be doing all my stuff with dumbbells at home as well. I would not join a gym to do the weight workout that I've been doing. So once again, you and I are in agreement. What else? Prayers to Scott and Steve, our good buddies who have run into some health issues. And I mean, you can tell that running means a lot to both of them, but obviously health is the most important thing. And anyway, get through it. We're thinking of you, and keep us posted, please. Helen from Australia. It always blows my mind when I get submissions. Helen's submitted before, but can just imagine, you and I have friends in Australia, for crying out loud. That's just amazing. She's training for life. Where have we heard that before? Very wise words. Thanks for submitting, Helen. Keep it up, because I, for one, think you have the sexiest accent in all of the extra mile land. Let's get back to the Run, Run, Live conversation about building community. I've been thinking a lot about that lately, you know. It really, really does mean a lot to me. I really could care less how many folks we have listening or checking in with us over at Facebook. I don't want to add a million people. I want those that are already listening to be engaged. So it's all about the quantity and nothing about the quality. Does that kind of make sense? So I've been giving a lot of thought about how, other than just putting out a podcast and some of the other things we've been doing, how we can build this community. JD, my buddy, gave me an idea. Oh, it's probably been a couple of years ago now, to put together an Extra Mile podcast calendar where you guys could send me what races you had coming up or any other sort of event, and I'd add it to the calendar. So I tried that, asked you all to do that, and between just you and I, it didn't go over very well. We didn't have very much participation. Now, maybe I'm thinking that's kind of old school. I mean, who wants to look at a calendar? You know, it's not very iPhone/Facebook/Twitter friendly, is it? You know, you got to go out of your way to click on a link and look in a calendar. So I think I'm blowing that away. And what I've been thinking was, let me tell you my thought process here. JD just ran last week a marathon in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And the morning of, I posted a picture of JD and his wife at Facebook and made some comment about how he was running his marathon. And good luck to him and also to Susie, his wife, who was running her first half. Now, that one got, I should have looked, it got a big response. You know, I'm just going to guess, something like 20 people responded with well wishes and other stuff and reached out to JD at that post. So that's what leads me to believe that Facebook is a far better way to let people know about different events so that they could reach out to these folks, right? Build community. So what I'm thinking about and what I trialed a little bit was maybe what I ought to do is to put together Facebook, what do they call, events, that's it, right? I don't know that much about it. I started reading about it. And actually, if you don't know it yet or not at this point, but I did put one event out there, a very, very important and cool event. Got a few people that have looked at it already, but what I'm not quite certain about is if, you know, you have to put a date on it, whether that event like pops up in your timeline to remind you that it's coming up, or if you still have to go out of your way to look for events. So if you're a Facebook expert and know much about the whole event thing, let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to still dig deep into it. And then if it works and if it does what I think it will do, what I hope it'll do, then, you know, we'll just implement it. And if you've got a race coming up or an event of some sort coming up, I'll ask you to send it to me and I'll do it, or just go in over at our Facebook page and create the event yourself with a date on it. And then I would love nothing more than just to open up Facebook one morning and say, boom, so-and-so's got a marathon today at so-and-so, and be able to reach out to that person like that, right? So what do you think? We'll check that one out. So again, staying with the topic of building community, I've been thinking about this one for a while. I'm going to add a new feature to the Extra Mile podcast. It's not a feature that I probably will use every episode, but when I feel like it, I'm going to pull it out of my quiver and give it a shot. And what I'm going to do is, I'm going to call this called out by Kevin. Okay, so here's the deal. When I want to know more about an extra miler, you know, maybe it's more details about a race or some other topic that they've discussed or put in a Facebook posting or an email exchange we've had or a conversation we had at dinner at the Jeff Galloway 13.1 or anything. Maybe I just want to know more about that person in general. How long have you been running? What kind of training do you do? That kind of thing. That's when I'm going to call out this feature of Called Out by Kevin. So here's the deal. If you are called out, you have to respond in a submission, right? And I'll be relentless. I really will. So let's get started. To begin, I feel like I am going to call out my buddy Stan Harris from Bloomington, Indiana, home of the beautiful campus of the University of Indiana Hoosiers. Stan has submitted several times with some very great race reports and actually just recently joined the Facebook page because I invited him to. Most of Stan's race reports / updates that I see come from Facebook and come from the fact that he and I are friends on Facebook outside of the Extra Mile Facebook page, right? He does some very, very cool posts on Facebook. From what I can tell, Stan and I have some things in common. First of all, I'm pretty sure we're the same age, Stan, although I'm going to let you decide whether you want to share how old you are. I will tell you this, that I think most of the listeners know how old I am, so you know, you might as well come clean, brother. I can tell also that Stan loves to travel to different destination races with his wife. He's very much into Disney races and loves to run with his friends. So, Stan, brother, what I'd like to know is how long have you been running? How many marathons have you done? Tell me all this stuff you like to do. I know you like to travel with your wife. Is that true? You do a lot of traveling with her. Does she run? How many miles do you run in a typical week? And also, what kind of training do you do? Pretty sure you're a run, walk, runner, right? And this one's rather personal. You do a lot of traveling to these races, which I am very jealous of. I'd like to know if you just have some sort of a sweet job where you get unlimited vacation, or are you living the dream and are you retired? So, I think that's it. Just send me a submission, because Stan, you have been called out by Kevin. And lastly, with regards, once again, to building community, you know, we can't be a real community without helping each other. We're just not putting together a podcast or a Facebook page. If we're really building a community, it means running to and not away from our friends who might need help. You know, this might include a fellow extra miler with a heart condition that keeps them from doing what they absolutely love to do. It might be helping a friend who finds herself fighting breast cancer and all that goes along with that. And it might also be helping a fellow extra miler in the fight of his life against a disease so bad that we can't even pronounce it and it has to go by some initials, or sometimes be called by a famous baseball player who lost a battle to this disease in the prime of his life. Now, you know what? Let's call this ALS what it is, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and it can go straight to hell. So fellow extra miler Kelvin Reed is in the fight for his life against this damn disease. Our friend Ellen Loftus has put together a virtual race of any distance you want to do, and the proceeds go to Kelvin's GoFundMe page and to help him fight this dreaded disease. That's the event that I put on Facebook in our Facebook page. So check out that, and if you're so inclined, join us. Check out all the information that's on Facebook, and let's help a fellow extra miler, can't you? Because like I said, building community to me is about quality, not quantity. And from where I sit, our group is quality. Thanks for submitting. Thanks for the last hour plus of your life. And thanks for helping with this community. Y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.